There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Across this great country, from the sports world to the frustration we feel over some of the things that are happening in D.C. anyway, to lots of new graduates. Boy, I was looking through some pictures today that somebody handed me of some kids that were graduating, and I love the graduation ceremonies of the kindergarten kids. Oh, nothing but your future right in front of you. You're not jaded, we hope, right? You're just looking forward to what's next. First grade and math. I just remember that. When I graduated from kindergarten, I remember this. I went to PS 8315, I think, in New York. I remember I played the triangle, and we did a lot of fun things. And then I knew we were going to have to do math, because everybody would tell me, you got to do math. Meaning the other kids would tell us that to try to scare us. You got to do math. This is like planting the seed already that we weren't going to be mathematical geniuses, right? Just so you know, when you come in this next grade, it's not going to be so easy. Forget the cupcakes and the chocolate milk. All right, a new poll is out. And we have a lot of choices, just like with the flavor of cupcakes. When it comes to the Republicans, but this new shocker, Fox News poll, shows that Bush and Walker are topping the Republicans. Hillary's support is dropping. Now, do you think it's dropping because it was a Fox News poll, or no, it's dropping? Here's what the poll said. Tight race at the top of the Republican pyramid. Former Gov Jeb Bush, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, 12%. Followed by Ben Carson, 11%. How about that? Ben Carson. Popular when he goes out and speaks, but does he have enough steam to really contend if he keeps ending up on the top of all the polls, not just Fox, the Fox poll? He could contend more than people think. I mean, there's no true front runner in the race for the Republican nomination. And not all the candidates in the polls have declared yet. So this brand new poll smacks Bush and Walker. And then Carson after them. Rand Paul, 9%. Ted Cruz, 8%. Rubio, 7%. Rubio is the one that's interesting. A lot of people were pointing to Rubio as, oh, handsome, young, Latin American, because family came from Cuba, speaks Spanish, all that kind of stuff. But he seems to be in the middle to lower each and every poll that I've read recently. Mike Huckabee, 6%. Current. There's a Freudian slip. Current Jersey governor, Chris Christie, 5%. Former Texas governor, Rick Perry, who's going to make it official sometime in the morning, and businessman Donald Trump each got 4%. The top four faves for the Tea Party, no, I don't think it's a surprise. Walker, 22%, Cruz, 17%, Carson, 12%, Paul, 11%. Boy, oh boy. I think we're just going to keep seeing more of the same along the way. All right, on the Hillary side of things, she's the clear front runner. We know that for the nomination. 57% support among self-identified Democratic primary voters. Still down from 63% from last month. Only the second time in more than a year that support for Clinton is below 60%. Her highest support was 69% in April of last year. Bernie Sanders has doubled his number from 6% last month to 11%. The most recent Dem to jump in, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, just 4%. And then other people's names are thrown in there, too. And they had different things in the poll. They even asked the question, would you rather the next president be a Democrat or a Republican? They asked the voters the simple question and found the split. 40% preferred a Dem, 39% a Republican. That's very even. Pretty interesting, I think, that it was that close. And this is a Fox News poll. Fox News poll. Jeb Bush, Scott Walker on top now. And there's still people to declare, and there's still a lot of scenarios to be played out. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo. Nathan Reeder, our technical producer extraordinaire, will join us for that segment. And as we move through the rest of the hour, we'll talk some more about ISIS and what ISIS is doing to recruit and how more of that information is starting to come out. Plus, at the tail end, we'll take you to the movies. Movies. There's some new movies out that people are talking about. I don't know if that means they're good or they're just getting some lip service, but we'll try to address that question. Melissa McCarthy is in one of the movies, and she's pretty popular. She's sort of the everyday person with a funny personality, I guess. That's what I believe people think, and that's why they like her. But it seems like the movies that she's in, she's been starring in a lot of them, but she also gets the box office, so she's going to get more of those movies as she's getting the box office bang, that's for sure. Worth mentioning here, because I actually got a couple of people who asked me what I thought of the hockey game, and I did watch the last two periods. Game one went to the Blackhawks, who have like a dynasty going on. They won that game 2-1, getting both goals deep into the third period. That's a huge rally, even with the greatness of the Blackhawks, to win it that way. You just had the feeling someone was going to score, but I thought it was going to go into overtime, and of course didn't go into overtime. This could be a series that ends up being set games. It's going to be really tough to beat the Chicago Blackhawks, but not necessarily impossible. Hate losing on home ice, I bet, for all the people that were sitting there paying whatever they paid price-wise for their ticket. Also, on this version of America Tonight, remember that whole thing with the Pacific Pipeline, Santa Barbara, the oil that spilled, thousands of gallons of oil into the Pacific? They say the pipeline that was part of the problem is corroded. And that led to the spill, which led to them shutting the spigot off, if you will, as fast as they could, because gallons of oil was spilled into the water. So they think it's about 101,000 gallons of crude oil that happened last month. But they're not completely sure. A lot of it came to the shorelines, the thickness, the horribleness. And they're just trying to guess on that, I think, and measure the best they can. Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo, round the bend.
Been patiently waiting while you tried to ignore us, waiting while you acted like we didn't exist, waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Ready to have some fun, America? I know you are. Kate Delaney saying, I can't believe it's June. That's why we're hearing all of those songs that end and start, and somewhere in between you hear Pomp and Circumstance. You know it. You know how that song goes. The graduation song. Lots of graduations happening. A lot of people either looking for work, looking to move up to the first grade, maybe moving up to high school. That's a big leap we take. Ooh, that's a huge leap that we take when we're kids. It's time for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
All right, Nathan Reeder, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good, Kate Delaney. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Nathan. Thank you for asking. Let me ask you this. Well, first I'm going to tell you about the story, and I'm going to get your take. Fruits and Nuts, Shredded or Bingo. They found a medicine bottle, buttons, plates. There were remnants from the Franklin Expedition. 1845, this ship went to the Arctic. It ended up with two ships that were ultimately sunk. It was all about science back then. That's what they were doing. So now in the idea or spirit of history, they're being brought to the surface. The HMS Ebrus, one of the ships that carried Sir John Franklin and his men to the Arctic in search of a Northwest Passage. So until they found this Evers, they didn't know where that ship had come to rest. And then the sister ship, the HMS Terror, ooh, still missing. That's a nice name. So they have pulled some of the artifacts from the wreck between Victoria Island and Canada. They bore through 6.5 feet of sea ice to dive for to go in there and see this Ebris and find what they could and get it from there. So let me ask you this question. First of all, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. What do you think?
I mean, bingo for science and shred it for, you know, I think I've said this before. There's a whole bunch of amazing things just buried right beneath us, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, continue up the science, good science people.
Yeah, continue bingo. Up the science. Bingo, I like it. Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. I do, but in another way, I think it's kind of cool to leave things where they are, but I suppose it's been there for so long, and there is a lot you could discover history-wise by bringing it up to the surface.
Well, I like that that you said, well, maybe we should just leave it there, guys, because, you know, there's probably a horror story you tell around the campfire about that good old HMS Terror, right?
And the ghosts roam the ocean today.
Maybe they would not be, you know, maybe we're waiting for them to come up and disturb us because we disturbed them. Oops.
Maybe. Could be that's what it is. All right, here's one for you, and you'll appreciate this. Someone who pays attention, I think, to these kinds of things. KFC is going to court to get rid of the rumors of GMO spider chickens. They want the world to know there's no such thing as an eight-legged, six-winged chicken. Apparently, the rumors are so bad in China, it's scaring off people. KFC rocks there. The people, you know, the people in China love it, but now they're freaked out about these spider chickens and they're afraid to eat the chicken.
That's really freaky.
It's a freaky picture I saw of this eight-legged, six-winged chicken, too, by the way.
I bet.
Oh.
I'm going to go with fruits and webbed I don't know.
Fruits nuts.
Webbed beaks.
Oh, the pictures are crazy, Nathan. And for everybody listening,
hungry.
Just think of a chicken with eight legs. They found about 4,000 messages online, they say, with libelous claims, including photos that have been viewed like a million times. KFC is seeking the equivalent of $242,000 from each defendant as well as an apology. Because they say, listen, we got to keep our reputation intact, and they're right. If you see eight-legged chickens and say this was at KFC and it became so big that everybody was afraid to go to KFC, you're in trouble. It's well, just the way it is.
For me, as soon as it turned from them legally being able to call it chicken in the name, I haven't.
No chicken?
Not from KFC.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm the same way as you. Okay, how about this? This is cool. This goes along with my whole kindergarten thing. Some New Hampshire fourth graders are trying to figure out the name for a red-tailed hawk. It's the official state raptor. It was defeated at the state house. You know, they're trying to figure out what it is. A red-tailed hawk recently took up residence on the grounds of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And the White House said Wednesday in a blog post they need a name. And they just want people to suggest them. So the students at Lincoln Ackerman School in Hampton Falls have the honor of naming the first hawk. A moniker is due, because they have deadlines, of course. These kids have to realize this is Washington. A moniker is expected by the end of the week. I don't know. What do you call a hawk? A red-tailed hawk, a name for it.
So are they naming a species or just a specific bird.
A specific bird. I don't know. Because it's the official raptor of New
Hector.
Hampshire. Hector. I like that. Hector the red-tailed hawk. It needs a name like that.
Yeah.
It does.
Need
it needs
sharps.
Kind of an odd name.
You need
the
sharp K sound in there is good.
Right. And it can't be some cheeseball-y video game or whatever. It has to be something completely different. All right. How about this? It's got to be a person's name, like you just said, Hector. It has to be a person's name. This is kind of crazy news, but an Illinois man backed his SUV through the garage door, and here's the thing about it. He said he always wanted to know what it was like to smash something through the door, through the garage door. Now he knows what that feeling is like. He was able to slam it with his family's help. He's 91 years old.
It was a wholly different story until you got to that part.
It was on his bucket list.
I wholeheartedly bingo this.
I love it, too. I want to smash into a garage. I'm 91, family. Will you help me accomplish my bucket list? And they said, yeah. And the garage is cute. He wrecked the garage. I mean, he rammed it. It's a gorgeous garage. You could probably, I saw a picture of it. You could probably live in it. You and I could live in it. We could probably have five other people in it. I mean,
with some of the houses that I've lived in, you wouldn't know that a truck didn't drive through them.
You know, so have you lived in a garage ever? You know what I'm saying? Like, they convert them. They convert them. That's very popular.
No, but some of the basements that I've lived in might as well have been garages.
Might as well. Mm-hmm. All right, so you say bingo on that one,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, forever.
I think that's bingo, too. I love it. I love it. And I like this, too. You know, sometimes you got to be creative when you got to make a little money, and desperate times, desperate measures. In Portland, one real estate person who was very smart decided it's so competitive that, you know, people are getting dozens of offers. There's bidding wars. Prices are skyrocketing. So one buyer found a unique way offering free pizza for life, and it closed the deal immediately.
Yeah.
Free pizza, baby. You sign on the dotted line, you get it.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah. Pizza for life. I mean, that's, boy.
If you're tired of eating pizza, you can find 20 people on the street that would eat pizza and do things for a free pizza.
Of course. And the house costs like $270,000. $270,000. And so now.
Oh, they can afford it.
Yeah, so now they get pizza as part of it, too. Yeah, but that's the East Coast. And the East Coast, it could be a garage because it's 900 yeah. square feet. True. So it's not giant. But pizza for life, at least they can eat in their garage. I don't know.
Pizza!
Oh, that was a very fun fruits and nuts. Shred it and bingo. Thank you. Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Summertime, kids are graduating at all different levels. That means they're either asking you for money or the keys to the car because they're going to go and watch a movie. They're going to go hang. And that's what you do, right? That's what you do when you're a kid. Or we used to find arcades. We were talking about this the other day. Anybody have any arcades by them? If you do, I want to hear about it. 855-266-5283 as I veer in a different direction quickly. Now, because of the way video games are, it's just in your home. I mean, everything's, you got the hookup, you got it in your hand, you're playing the games. You don't have, I don't think you have as many arcades. Now, at the Jersey Shore, on the boardwalk, they have an arcade in Ocean City, New Jersey. They have an arcade in Wildwood Crest. I know in California, on one of the piers, they've got an arcade. And so I'm sure there's arcades, there are arcades, but they aren't what they used to be. I don't think they're as prevalent. And sometimes they're built into movie theaters, actually. And there's a place called Dave and Buster's But other than that, I'm going to say not how it used to be. It's not how it used to be when that was the deal. I mean, you know, seriously. Everywhere, every mall, every place you went, you would turn the corner and there would be another arcade right there. People were playing pinball, driving cars, doing, you know, whatever. I wonder if that industry just must have taken such a huge hit, I'm assuming, and they have to adapt and do something else or add something else or whatever it might be, whether it's the paint, you know, whether you had paint tag or laser tag or something else, because I just don't think an arcade would hold up for anyone younger. You know, anyone younger, because they can just have that. They can just have that on their hand. You know, they can play it on the iPhone or iPad or whatever it might be. All right, let's veer into a few other things, and I'm serious. You can send me an email if you do know of a bunch of arcades. I'm just curious how many have closed down, actually. You know, sometimes when things are right underneath your nose, you don't notice. Like this $3 million art theft that went unnoticed for over a year. And you think, wow, a year. And this is the theft in the Dale Chihuly art that went unnoticed, which I find hard to believe because his stuff is so distinct. For those of you who don't know who he is, it's he's really cool. Look him up and your mind will be blown. His story is neat. The glasswork is what it was, and it was missing from, and now I can see it, it was missing from a warehouse in Tacoma, but they were pretty meticulous about keeping track of everything. So of course, priceless famous artist artwork is stolen from a warehouse. You don't have to be Inspector Clouseau to figure that out. Oh, would it be a former employee? Sure enough, yep, charged with it. But here's the key, and this is why I'm bringing it up on this show. The guy who stole it, or allegedly stole it, Christopher Call, they say stole about 90 pieces of work. So it wasn't just one piece of work. It was all of this glass work. And he did it in a three-year span. So he take things, apparently, let time go, take something else, is what they're saying. Take something else, and then take something else, and then take something else. But there's another side to this, too. Apparently, he also was fighting a pill addiction, so they believe that that's the reason why he took the art, that he had to make money. He had to get money, he had to pay for that. Ooh. And not to notice. And I guess the employees were contacted by an art appraiser who had some of the missing stuff. So that means he was desperately trying to sell it. And went to the wrong person because they realized, yeah, this doesn't seem right. And they make a phone call and poof, you know, you're busted and that's it. Since we're kind of moving in a few different directions here, and I like this, we've definitely talked about the Patriot Act going down. We've talked about the latest with ISIS and what's shaking there. We've talked about the polls and the fact that now Bush and Walker lead the polls, or at least the Fox poll that just came out, they have the biggest percentage. And Ben Carson after that, and then it goes all the way down the list. I would think if, you know, it turns up one or two, you got to really think about whether or not you want to be in it. You got to really think about that. You know, I always wonder about these safaris, and if you're on a safari. Okay, what's protecting you from the animals? You know, you see these cool things in Africa, and who doesn't have that on their bucket list? Hey, all expenses paid trip to Africa to see take you on a safari to see what it's really like, a real safari. But I happen to read this story about a 29-year-old woman from the United States who was attacked and killed by a lion. They say witnesses to the lion attack honked their horns trying to get the attention of the people in danger with the animal coming. So now picture this. You are in a car. You are in a Jeep. You're in this safari line. And you're seeing this lion come up on where they are, and you're honking, I mean, trying desperately to warn the people. And they said it was like it was a traffic jam in New York. They have their speakers turned up? It's a sad story. So the woman that was killed, just 29, Catherine Chapel, was her name. They believe what happened was, she was taking pictures, didn't see the lion come from the one side. She was in a car with a tour operator when the lion attacked. The operator was hurt trying to fight off the lion, but they think he's going to survive. And this was a place called Lion Park. The passengers and driver's windows were open. So the lion stopped just short of the car. The woman continued taking pictures. Then the lion lunged at the car, biting the woman through the open window. Oh, my. The ambulance came, and they did the whole first aid thing, but it, you know, what are they going to do? They couldn't do anything. They tried desperately to do whatever they could. And they show you, they say, no open windows. You know, it's forbidden. There are signs everywhere. They hand out slips of paper to everyone to keep them, warn them to keep their windows closed. But this could have been a little bit different because the girl who was killed worked on, she worked in Hollywood, and she was somebody who was on Game of Thrones, like she's like an editor on Game of Thrones. So she was there at the tour operator, and that's probably what happened with the tour operator. You know, she gets into the car, and you're with the person running the place, you know, so that's what happens. All right, let's go to David in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Oh, hi, Kate. Long time no talk. Hey, you know,
how are you doing?
Well, pretty good. And, you know, I was going to raise an issue. I heard you talking about that California oil spill 20 minutes ago or something. Yeah, and one of the things that's most profound about that is, you know, California is a wealthy state. And so we invest our money elsewhere around the country. People, you know, there are millionaires on the coastline that have got multi-million-dollar properties up there. And if it gets all covered with oil, and especially on a regular basis, then you could have the collateral of a lot of financial institutions and infrastructure and all sorts of things around the country could fall apart because California's collateral starts to get smeared. So the idea that, you know, you've got these neocons from Georgia demanding that we, do offshore drilling, when in fact, if we did so, the economy in various small parts of the country might just be torn apart if we ended up with a lot more spills.
Yeah, you know, that's a good observation because, you know, the oil there is so close to the shore. That's not even way off the shore. You know, you see it as you see the rigs as you just drive down through Santa Barbara.
Sure. No, it's profound. Yeah. And the fact that these guys, you know, they pretend to know how to run government like a business, but they never get it right. And by God, if we ended up with a spill out there, there'd be a lot of economic collapse around the country. So, yeah, I hear these neocons. They keep, making jokes about whether or not we can survive global warming. It'll just get a little warmer, and they can have their mint juleps and whatnot. But the idea that they're basically crapping their own beds. To have 900 tornadoes in 1 year, like I think upstate Alabama had 300 in one night, and for 5 mile across tornadoes in Oklahoma, that's craziness. It's
The Oklahoma situation is so bad. I agree with you on the oil situation because I used to live in the Central Coast of California. And I wondered why they weren't further away from the shore is what I wondered. Why would you have them so close in? But it's the way the plants were designed then, as somebody told me. So there you go. Thanks for the call. Although, you know, I am all about that pipeline.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Mort, could we have an arpeggio, please? What's an arpeggio? It's a thing. It's a run on the keys. Up, up.
Oh,
and the other one is a, I don't know what the other one is. There's no business.
Yeah.
Like no business. Like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic allows. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling.
With the show and take you to the movies, because, you know, we need relief from all the cacophony of everything that is squeezing in on us. So what better place to start than with a comedy as we roll out Spy with Melissa McCarthy. Check it out.
To another successful mission. I couldn't do what I do without you in my earpiece.
Head down the tunnel. You got three coming in.
Can you imagine me as a spy?
With a gun.
What?
These look delicious.
Cool.
This is very chewy.
You're eating a hand towel.
Just cleansing my palate.
I knew when I joined the CIA that I was going to be this amazing spy and just the same boring person I was before.
You play it too safe.
I just hear my mom's voice. Give up on your dreams, Susan. Just write that in my lunchbox.
Reina Boyanov is about to sell a tactical nuclear weapon to a terrorist organization.
I told you to send me in there.
You can't. She knows the identity of all our agents. We need someone to find the bomb without being detected.
I'll do it.
Okay, thanks, lunch lady.
You're going.
Okay.
Yeah, bring one of your cats as a sidekick.
I don't have cats.
Go see Patrick. He's got special equipment for you.
Take the future.
You're a spy.
I know.
You'll be given a new identity.
Oh. Cat lady. Missing a shirt that says I've never felt the touch of a man.
Yo, Bella. Hey, come on. Mamma mia.
The confidence builder.
You really think you're ready for the field? Leave the action to me.
Damn it! Put your roof on a scooter! What are you, the Pope?
You are not to make direct contact with any of the targets.
You are incredibly out of your league. That's not fair. Father Butler!
Get your hand out, I'm saving you! I'm a real spy. I once drove a car off a freeway on top of a train while I was on fire. Not the car. I was on fire.
Kind of starting to freak me out. Poor little pathetic Susan. My father used to bring people here. Did he also make you dress like a slutty dolphin trainer?
Did I forget to knock? Who are you?
You want me to have Cagney and Lacey explain to you? Cagney's gonna come up your ass like a thunderbolt and chew off bunch of your Swedish meatballs. You gonna cry?
I'm not gonna cry.
You're crying now!
I'm not!
All right, so this movie, you get the gist. She's an unlikely spy. Melissa McCarthy, Rose Byrne is in it. Jude Law is in it. Jason Statham in this movie as well. I don't know, it looks pretty clever, actually. I would say it still is one you probably wait until it streams. Would you really shell out $9 for that? I'm going to say no. How about Freedom? That's up next. Let's cue it up, baby.
This story, although set in the past, is about the future, where I know freedom is.
Freedom, Samuel. God willing.
Sammy, you have to trust.
They're gonna run us down, Nessa. They're gonna beat us again. They're gonna put the collar to us again. Faith.
I'm tossed in this wide world.
I don't want you to go.
Mary, I'm simply the captain of Barton's ship. I don't own it, nor the cargo.
No hope have I for tomorrow.
They're taking food!
What is he saying? He wants his freedom.
Captain Newton, so like you, Samuel, confronted by his past. A soul without a compass. Grandfather was on that ship, Samuel. A boy struggling to hold on to hope.
Take this. It's a gift.
Two men Japan, separated by 100 years, united to try to find freedom. In 1856, the slave Samuel Woodward and his family escaped from the Monroe Plantation near Richmond, Virginia. And then the story goes from there. Cuba Gooding Jr., remember him from Jerry Maguire and from a whole bunch of other films. He's one of the stars in it. And finally, our last flick is called United Passions.
Our sport has a bright future ahead. Every day, around the world, new federations spring up.
Will be the Fédération Internationale de Football Association. FIFA.
Your so-called federation doesn't even exist yet.
FIFA is full of history.
You need the money. We need the World Championship.
The first World Cup will be held in Uruguay.
Counts are disastrous.
Better is apparently good at finding money.
I want you to make our ball the star of the next World Cup. If that ball becomes a star, FIFA and Adidas will sign the biggest deal the world's ever seen.
An institution like ours cannot run on good intentions alone.
You have everything you need to run our family. But you know, the slightest error, and you're out.
I don't know where the money's going.
It's a ladder!
I mean, I have no suspicions.
You've been betrayed. You could go to prison.
The whole machine's going to blow up. And me with it. Everything I've done up until this point has been for the good of football.
All right, so this movie, United Passions, ironically, you heard that, dealing with FIFA. Oh, they say timing is everything, or is it? Because look what's happening with FIFA and the big scandals. It's a French film about the origins of the world governing body of the Association of Football, the Fédération Internationale, that is now under massive scrutiny, and the U.S. is investigating it. So Gerard Depardieu, Sam Neill, Tim Roth, Fisher Stevens, a whole bunch of names that you would recognize are part of this flick. It could be a stroke of brilliance because of the attention on FIFA, people who normally are not paying attention to such things, I don't know, might draw them into it, but I would say this movie, for me, would absolutely be a streaming movie. Probably one that would be way down the line when I had nothing else to do. No offense to the makers of this movie, but I think it'd be pretty far off my radar anyway. Remember, if you go to a movie, you can send me a cheap movie review, americatonight.net. If I use it, which I will, you'll get a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Make it count, everyone. A pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.